Frank Allen Interviews, starring Frank Allen.
Hello and welcome to Frank Allen Interviews. Typically we do call this Frank Allen Interviews, although this is not going to be so much an interview as it is an investigation. I thought I would do a special investigative report inspired by the holiday of Valentine's Day, which just passed very recently. You may not be aware, but I don't have a significant other at this time. So I thought, that was kind of a depressing holiday. So I thought, well, how about I do an investigative report on the subject of this online dating thing that people seem to be doing now a lot. Let's see what kind of things we can uncover about it. What's it like? You know, the ins and outs. And that's what I've done. Now, I won't be telling you the name of the online site I used because they would not let me use their service for free in return for talking about them in this report. So, you know, fine. They don't want to pay for advertising. That's fine. Then I will not advertise them. But just let it be said, it's a highly reputable, so to speak, online dating service. And that's what I use. So I signed up. I paid for it myself. Credit card debt. It has you do a video. I had to get some help on this one, but I did do a dating video. First I'll play that for you, but then you'll see the results. So here's my dating video.
Hello, ladies. My name's Frank Allen, and I am a host. I'm not a host of anything you've probably seen at this point right now, but I am a show host. I do a show called Frank Allen Interviews. And, I'd love to interview you, both as part of my show and also, you know, as part of my personal life. I mean, I guess they don't really call them interviews, they mostly call them dates, but I could do that. And, you know, we could record it, but we don't have to record it, is the thing. We could just go out on a date. Let's talk about the things I like. Well, like I said, I'm a host, so I like doing interviews, I like doing investigative reports, I like hosting functions, if you have any functions that you like hosted. But it doesn't have to be, you don't have to hire me. I mean, if we're dating, especially, I'll host something for you for free. Not that you should date me so you get a free host, but what else do I like? I like, I'm a media enthusiast. I like the media. I like being part of the media. I would like to be a bigger part of the media, but I do like, in general, the media. And I'm sure I would like you, too. I mean, well, I mean, I'd have to get to know you. Do you have a video? I mean, presumably you have a video, so send me your video. And, you don't have to. Whatever. The point is, Valentine's Day passed, and I'm just
right,
a little
let's fast forward
lonely, and I... really depressing. No, but that's not the point. That's not what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is you and me. Okay, who am I looking for? Well, I'm looking for a woman. First off, let's just get that out in the open. And I'm hoping that a woman who likes the media, preferably who likes, you know, hosts of things, because I think you know, because I said I am one. I'm currently between jobs. I guess I should say that. I'm not professionally a host, but I'm on my way to becoming professionally a host. I'm currently between jobs, but I'm on my way to becoming a host. Anyway, look, if you'd like to get together, you know, drop me a line, either through this service or you can email me. My email is, castinwax@gmail.com. I don't check that email myself. I don't go on the internet all that much, but it'll get to me. It'll get forwarded to me. And what else? Well, that's about it. So I'm sure that's a good sell for me. You are probably interested in me at this point. And I don't know. I guess that's it. Is that it? Can we stop? I guess we'll stop. All right. Thanks, and I'll be seeing you soon, hopefully, when you call or email, because that's, yeah.
All right, so that was my video. And now, I'm sure, first of all, let me just get out of the way that if you're hearing this now, you know, it's not on here as part of the dating service. So if you heard that and were like, oh, I'd like to date that guy, I mean, that's not why I played it. You can probably still, you know, if you really want to, you can still probably email me, but that's not why I played it. I played it to show you that's what the women on the site saw, and, I got a response, so that's good. I mean, I thought I'd get more, but I only got one. So, first of all, maybe that just goes to show that the efficacy of these online dating sites is not as high as you'd think, because obviously a quality quality person who has a lot to say, you'd think they would get a decent response. So, all right, I didn't. So, obviously, there's not as many women. They advertise that they have a lot of women on the site. Not in a prostitute-like way. I mean, that makes it sound gross if I say they advertise they have a lot of women. I mean, you know, they say, well, we have a high ratio than... Anyway, the point is, look, I would have expected more. They must have been lying. But I did get one. That's the good news. And you're probably wondering, you know, what's that all about? How did it go? Did you go on a date? And the answer is, well, yes, I did. And I did record it. I mean, I didn't tell her I was going to record it, but I figured, well, let's record it. Because I'm a journalist, because I'm an investigative journalist. And so I thought, well, okay, I'll record this for, you know, not really for posterity. I mean, I thought I might use it on the show, right? So anyway, let's cut to the clip.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Are you Frank?
I am, yes. No, I am Frank Allen. Are you...
Francine, yes, I am Francine. How are you doing today?
I'm great. You found the place all right?
Oh, yes. No, it was no problem. I found it, no trouble at all. And, it's very pretty in here, so... Should I sit?
Oh, yeah, no, please, of course. Yes, please, have a seat.
Oh, thank you. Oh, this is a nice place. I'm very glad you chose this place. It's very nice.
Well, thank you. No, it's a place I like. When I, you know, I don't... go out to eat a lot right now, but when I did...
Oh, you don't? Why is that?
Well, because right now I don't have as much money as I used to, but I have some... I mean, tonight I'll be all right. You know, just don't... Obviously don't get the lobster.
Oh, no, I wouldn't, no.
Good, no, I mean, right, good. But no, this is a place I like. So.
Well, I can see why. It's very nice.
So your name is Francine?
Yes, Francine Allen.
I mean, you got to see, that's weird, because my last name is Allen, too.
No, I noticed that, but yours is with an E, right? Mine's with an A. A-L-L-A-N.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so that's... Obviously, they're different. And we're not... Because obviously, we're not related.
That would be
right.
Quite strange.
Yeah.
But no, we're not.
Yeah, I would. Okay. So, no, please, tell me about yourself. You got to see a video of me. I didn't actually see a video of you, but I was very happy to hear from you. Tell me a bit about yourself and why you were interested in me.
Oh, well, I was interested in you because you said you were a host, and hosts are interesting.
I agree. I think hosts are fast.
I've always wanted to date a host.
Well, right now that's a little presumptuous to say you're dating. I mean, we're on a date.
Well, we are on a date, yes.
So dating is, I mean, in a way.
Oh, but you're not actually a host yet, right?
Well, I host part of a podcast.
Well.
I think that counts. I mean, part of a podcast. Frank Allen interviews, and we had former shows that we did, Tractor Fiction. I mean, the point is I hosted them, so.
Well, okay. That's very close, so I guess it counts.
It does count.
Okay.
But no, you were going to tell me about yourself. You were talking about me, and I, you know, that's fine, but I wanted to know about you. What do you do for a living?
Well, I'm a manager at a fast food restaurant. I know it's not much, but it pays the bills.
No, but I mean, okay, if that's what your dream is, then...
Well, no, I mean, my dream, no, that wasn't my dream. My dream was to be a singer, but I, you know, this is what I settled into, and it was making me money. What else could I do? Quit? You know?
Well, you could.
Oh, well.
I mean, you know, if that's your dream.
Well, I think it's a little unrealistic. Not everybody becomes a singer, especially this late in life, you know. I think I've missed a lot of my opportunity.
No. It's never too late, because if you quit that job...
I'm not going to quit my job.
No, but if you quit your job, then, you know, who knows? You won't know what kind of opportunities you'll get unless they, unless that you have to.
Oh, yes. Hello there. Yes, how are you doing? Are you guys ready to order? Or do you want to do drinks? Do you want to order drinks?
Yeah, no, I think we can do drinks.
That would be nice. Do you have a wine list?
Yes, of course we have a wine list. Yeah, let me get it.
Well,
I'm sorry.
You're
supposed to have one. But
wine. Well, no, I don't think we'll... No, I don't think we could do that.
No wine list?
No, it's just wine.
Well, I mean, I was hoping for some wine.
But I know, it's just a little expensive.
Well, you know what? That's fine. The wine will be my treat.
Oh, excellent. Let me go get the wine.
That's very nice of you. Seriously, that's too much almost.
Well, if you...
Well, almost. I mean, I can't... I mean, I don't think I can afford to buy it.
Okay, well, no, that's fine. I can buy it. It's okay. Like I said, I'm a manager, so I can afford some nice things.
Well, that's good. No, I mean, okay. Maybe you don't want to quit your job. That's fine. But some people need to pursue their dreams, and that's where, you know, That's why I do this podcast, actually, to build up a repertoire, if you will, of excellent reporting and investigative things.
Here you are. Here's the list.
Oh, actually, you know what? This one right here. This is my favorite.
Oh, that's our finest brand. That's an excellent choice.
Oh, wow. Are you sure? That's really expensive.
Well, it's my favorite. Like I said,
I'll bring it right out. Perfect. Wow. No, but that's. I mean, seriously, that's a lot of. I mean, I couldn't insist that you paid for that.
So you can pay.
No, I mean, I can't. No, I can't pay for it.
All right. No, then I'll pay for it. It's fine.
Okay. No, I'm saying that's really expensive.
Look, I have it all the time. So
you have it all the time.
How could you possibly
have it all the time if you're a manager at a fast food restaurant?
Look, it's my favorite, so I make time for it.
That's, what do you mean by all the time? Like once a month?
No, I have it whenever I want.
Like multiple times a week? I mean, come on, how could that be possible?
Because I do. Look, I don't see what the problem here is.
I don't have a problem. I'm just saying
here that. Here you are.
Oh, excellent.
And for you, sir?
Well, yeah, I mean, sure, if it's that expensive, I want to know what it tastes like.
Well,
so.
You're not going to pay for it, though.
Well, I won't have it. But all I'm saying is, look.
I'll just leave it right here.
Yes, no. All I'm saying is that that's a lot of money. I mean, how could you, look, I wasn't a manager, but I worked at a fast food restaurant.
Well, there's a big difference.
No, I don't think that that's possible. I don't think that you could possibly afford that. Can I see your records? Can I see your financial records?
What? No, that's, no.
Well, I'm just, because I'm saying that I don't see how that's possible. And I, you know, have a sneaking suspicion that if I check your records and the records of the store.
What are you trying to say?
Well, I think you know what I'm trying to say. I'm saying that there's got to be something fishy going on. I don't want to use the word embezzling, but I don't know what, I mean, other than that, you could call it robbery, but.
That is too much.
Well, no, I'm sorry. I'm just saying.
No, forget it. I'm leaving. Well, forget it.
No, but you can't leave.
No, that is it.
Well,
goodbye. No, goodbye. That is it.
Okay.
Forever.
I guess, alright, I guess that's the end of that.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. You're gonna have to pay for that wine.
No, but I didn't order that wine.
Well, sir, I'm sorry. It's been opened, and you're gonna have to pay.
That's ridiculous. I'm gonna have to insist. Oh, come on. All right, here's my card.
Thank you.
So, okay, what we have here is a triple expose. First of all, dating sites lie about how many women are on there, obviously. Only one response. I mean, come on. Second of all, I've exposed this restaurant as clearly having unfair business practices. I didn't order that wine. She did. I think I pretty explicitly said I didn't want to buy wine. I didn't even drink it. She drank it. I mean, I ended up drinking it when I had to pay for the bottle, but before that, I didn't drink it. So unfair business practice. Third of all, this woman is embezzling. I shouldn't use that word, but I mean, what else can you call it? There's no way she made enough to buy that on a multiple time a week. I mean, unless she's independently wealthy, I don't know. Well, I mean, I guess that's possible. But still, I'm gonna go with this a triple expose. So triple expose, first time. On Frank Allen Interviews, triple expose. Thank you very much for listening. And again, if you have any leads on a job, if you're interested in me doing a triple expose for you on your network, if you're a network executive of some sort, please email me at castinwax@gmail.com. And I will do for you what I just did for this podcast. Thank you very much. And we'll see you next time on Frank Allen Interviews. Good night.